they just announced $10 billion in expansion. $10 billion. And here's the part that should make you uncomfortable. NVIDIA made this announcement exactly 17 minutes after the February inflation numbers hit the wire. 17 minutes. That's not coincidence, that's calculation. While everyone else was scrambling to figure out whether sticky inflation meant trouble for tech valuations, Jensen Huang was standing on stage at GTC telling the world that NVIDIA was doubling down on artificial intelligence infrastructure, not hedging, not being cautious. Doubling down, the stock jumped 12%. The VIX spiked 28%. And somewhere in between those two numbers lies the most important investment decision you'll make this year. Because here's what nobody's talking about. This isn't really about $10 billion in capital expenditure. This is about whether artificial intelligence is the next internet or the next dot-com bubble. And NVIDIA just bet the company that it's the former. But what if they're wrong? Welcome back to Edge Capital Insights. I'm Sloan. Today, we're going deep on NVIDIA's $10 billion expansion announcement and what it really means for your portfolio in a world where inflation is sticky and artificial intelligence is expensive. This matters right now because every dollar you allocate to artificial intelligence plays is a dollar you're not putting into inflation hedges. And the window for making that choice correctly is closing fast. Let's start with what actually happened at GTC 26. The GPU technology conference in San Jose last week wasn't just another tech showcase. It was Jensen Huang's attempt to rewrite the rules of capital allocation in the artificial intelligence economy. The headline number is $10 billion. But that's misleading. The real number is $95 billion. That's what NVIDIA has already committed to in long-term fabrication agreements with TSMC and other semiconductor manufacturers. The $10 billion announced at GTC is just the down payment on a much larger bet. They're calling it the AI factory strategy. Here's how it works. Instead of just selling graphics processing units to whoever wants to buy them, NVIDIA is building an integrated ecosystem, chips, but also networking infrastructure through their Mellanox acquisition, software development tools through CUDA, cloud computing services through DGX Cloud. And now, with this $10 billion expansion, actual physical data center capacity, the centerpiece is something called the Vera Rubin architecture. Not exactly a household name, but it should be on your radar. This is the next generation beyond their current Blackwell chips. First gigawatt scale deployment scheduled for the second half of 2026 in partnership with OpenAI, 1 gigawatt. That's enough power to run a small city. Except instead of homes and businesses, it's running artificial intelligence models. Here's the number that matters most. NVIDIA currently controls 81% of data center chip revenue. Not market share, revenue share. They're not just winning on volume, they're winning on margin. Their projected AI-related revenue is supposed to hit $30 billion by 2028. That's up from $13 billion last year. The math is simple, but the execution is anything but. AI server orders jumped 45% quarter over quarter in the fourth quarter of 2025. That's not a trend line. That's a rocket ship, and it's exactly the kind of parabolic growth that makes investors rich or breaks them completely. But here's where it gets interesting. The announcement came precisely 17 minutes after the February CPI report showed inflation running at 0.4% year over year. Still sticky, still problematic, still the kind of number that makes the Federal Reserve keep interest rates at 5.25%. Jensen Huang knew those numbers were coming. His team had econometricians working the forecasts just like every other major corporation. And his decision to announce a $10 billion expansion 17 minutes after bad inflation news wasn't timing, it was positioning. He's making a bet that artificial intelligence demand is so inelastic, so fundamental to the future of every major corporation, that it doesn't matter what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates, companies will pay whatever it costs to stay competitive in artificial intelligence. Even if borrowing costs stay, even if capital becomes more expensive, the question is whether he's right. Let me walk you through the bull case, and I'm going to steel man this because the numbers are genuinely compelling if you believe the underlying assumptions. First, the supply side moat argument. NVIDIA isn't just spending $10 billion on research and development or marketing. They're spending it on fabrication capacity and advanced packaging technology. That's hardware, physical assets, the kind of infrastructure that takes years to build and billions to replicate. Advanced semiconductor manufacturing isn't like software development. You can't just hire more engineers and build it faster. The bottleneck is lithography equipment from companies like ASML. Extreme ultraviolet lithography machines that cost $200 million each and have waiting lists measured in years, not months. By locking in $95 billion worth of fabrication agreements now, NVIDIA is essentially buying themselves a guaranteed position in line when AMD or Intel want to scale up their artificial intelligence chip production. They'll be waiting behind NVIDIA at TSMC. That's not just competitive advantage. That's structural advantage. Second, the revenue runway looks legitimate. $30 billion in AI-related revenue by 2028 assumes 30% year-over-year growth in AI server shipments. That sounds aggressive until you look at current utilization rates. Generative artificial intelligence workloads now exceed 800 million weekly users, according to data NVIDIA released at GTC. 800. That's not enterprise adoption. That's consumer scale adoption happening in real time. And consumer scale adoption historically drives enterprise scale infrastructure investment. Every major hyperscaler, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Meta, is projecting $527 billion in artificial intelligence capital expenditure for 2026 alone. $527 billion. NVIDIA's $10 billion expansion is designed to capture as much of that spend as possible. Third, the ecosystem flywheel argument. This isn't just about selling individual graphics processing units. NVIDIA is building what they call AI factories, integrated systems where the compute, networking, and software are all designed to work together. The switching costs are enormous. Once a company commits to CUDA for software development, NVLink for networking, and DGX for cloud services, moving to a competitor requires rebuilding their entire artificial intelligence infrastructure. It's like trying to switch from iOS to Android, except the cost isn't measured in hundreds of dollars, it's measured in hundreds of millions. Fourth, margin expansion potential. The new Vera Rubin architecture promises 30% higher performance per watt compared to current generation chips. That's not just technical improvement. That's pricing power. When your chip uses 30% less power to deliver the same performance, data centers can pack 30% more compute into the same physical space. Power and cooling are major constraints in data center design. NVIDIA isn't just selling faster chips. They're selling solutions to physical limitations. Current Blackwell chips sell for $12,000 each. AMD's competing products sell for around $9,500. That 26% price premium exists because customers believe the performance justifies the cost. If Vera Rubin delivers another 30% performance improvement, NVIDIA can potentially maintain or even expand that premium. Fifth, the partnership strategy makes sense. The same $10 billion is funding joint projects with Nokia on AI RAN technology, with Intel on CPU-GPU co-design, and with OpenAI on 10 gigawatt deployment. This isn't just vertical integration, it's horizontal expansion. Nokia brings telecommunications infrastructure expertise. Intel brings CPU architecture. OpenAI brings the largest artificial intelligence workload in the world. Each partnership expands NVIDIA's addressable market beyond pure data center applications. Bank of America's analysis suggests that if NVIDIA can maintain its 81% revenue share while the data center market scales to $1 trillion, which their models predict by 2028, the $10 billion investment represents a tiny fraction of potential upside. The historical precedent supports this view. In 2016, NVIDIA announced a $2 billion fabrication expansion to support their Pascal GPU architecture. Within 2 years, they controlled 70% of the deep learning GPU market. The stock rose 400% by 2018. In 2002, during the COVID surge in artificial intelligence demand, they announced a $5 billion AI data center buildout. Data center revenue grew from $3 billion in fiscal 2019 to $9 billion in fiscal 2021. Large preemptive capital expenditure announcements have historically been leading indicators of market share capture, not trailing indicators of market desperation. Here's the strongest part of the bull case. Artificial intelligence demand appears to be genuinely inelastic, even as interest rates have risen to 5.25%, even as capital has become more expensive, enterprise spending on artificial intelligence infrastructure has accelerated. That suggests companies view artificial intelligence not as a discretionary technology investment, but as a competitive necessity. The kind of spending that continues regardless of macroeconomic conditions, because the alternative, falling behind competitively, is worse than the cost of capital. If that's true, then NVIDIA's $10 billion expansion isn't a bet on favorable economic conditions. It's a bet on the fundamental transformation of how business operates. And those kinds of transformations create trillion-dollar companies. Now let me show you why that bull case might be completely wrong. The valuation argument is the most obvious place to start. NVIDIA trades at roughly 70 times forward earnings based on fiscal 2026 projections. 70 times. That's not growth stock pricing. That's fantasy stock pricing. Even if everything goes perfectly, if artificial intelligence adoption continues accelerating, if NVIDIA maintains market share, if margins expand as projected, a 20% earnings miss would trigger a 30% stock price correction, maybe more. And here's the uncomfortable truth. Earnings misses in high CapEx expansion cycles are not unusual. They're normal. When companies commit to $10 billion infrastructure investments, they're betting on demand forecasts that may or may not materialize. The macro environment makes those forecasts particularly suspect. The Federal Reserve has held interest rates at 5.25%, specifically because inflation remains sticky. Corporate borrowing costs have increased substantially. Large-scale data center upgrades are among the most capital-intensive investments companies make. They're exactly the kind of spending that gets delayed when credit tightens. Hyperscalers like Amazon and Microsoft have massive cash positions that insulate them from higher borrowing costs. But the broader artificial intelligence ecosystem, smaller cloud providers enterprise software companies, AI startups, operates on external financing. When capital becomes more expensive, their expansion plans slow down. When their expansion plans slow down, demand for artificial intelligence infrastructure decreases. NVIDIA's revenue projections assume that $527 billion capital expenditure pipeline from hyperscalers materializes as expected. But capital expenditure plans are not purchase orders. They're intentions. And intentions change when economic conditions change. Supply chain constraints represent another significant risk that the bull case glosses over. Yes, NVIDIA has $95 billion in fabrication agreements, but advanced packaging equipment remains a bottleneck. Extreme ultraviolet lithography tools from ASML are still limited. Any delay in the Vera Rubin architecture's tapeout could push the 1 gigawatt deployment with OpenAI from the second half of 2026 into 2027. In semiconductor manufacturing, delays cascade. A 3-month delay in chip design becomes a 6-month delay in fabrication, becomes a 12-month delay in system deployment. NVIDIA's aggressive timeline assumes everything goes perfectly. Experience suggests that's unlikely. Competitive pressure is intensifying in ways that didn't exist during previous expansion cycles. AMD's $10 billion partnership with OpenAI is specifically designed to break NVIDIA's market share dominance. Intel's $50 billion joint CPU-GPU venture creates a new category of integrated processors that could challenge NVIDIA's discrete GPU approach. More importantly, the artificial intelligence workload profile is evolving. Current generation models require massive parallel processing power for training, but inference, actually running trained models, requires different computational architectures. NVIDIA's GPU-centric approach is optimized for training workloads. If the market shifts toward inference-optimized chips, their architectural advantage diminishes. Google's TPU development, Amazon's Graviton processors, and Apple's custom silicon all represent attempts to build artificial intelligence chips optimized for specific workloads rather than general-purpose parallel processing. These aren't direct GPU competitors today, but they could become GPU replacements tomorrow. Regulatory exposure adds another layer of risk. The European Union and United States are both examining artificial intelligence chip export controls. Any restriction on advanced GPU exports to China would eliminate a significant portion of NVIDIA's addressable market. China represents roughly 25% of global semiconductor demand. Losing access to that market would require downward revision of all growth projections. Here's the deeper problem with the bull case. It assumes that artificial intelligence demand follows the same adoption curve as previous technology cycles. But artificial intelligence is different from mobile computing or cloud infrastructure in important ways. Mobile devices and cloud services created new markets. Artificial intelligence primarily automates existing markets. The value proposition is cost reduction rather than revenue expansion. And cost reduction initiatives are cyclical. They accelerate during economic expansion when companies have capital to invest in efficiency. They decelerate during economic contraction when companies focus on preserving cash. Current artificial intelligence adoption is happening during a period of relatively low unemployment and relatively high corporate profitability. If economic conditions deteriorate, if unemployment rises, if corporate profits decline, artificial intelligence investment could slow dramatically. the generative artificial intelligence hype cycle shows signs of maturation. 800 million weekly users sounds impressive until you realize that user growth has plateaued over the past 6 months. Engagement metrics for consumer artificial intelligence applications have stabilized rather than continuing exponential growth. That suggests we may be approaching the peak of artificial intelligence adoption hype. And if history is any guide, the peak of hype is exactly when massive capital expenditure investments turn from prescient to premature. Morgan Stanley's analysis raises a crucial point. The $10 billion expansion is a double-edged sword. It demonstrates confidence, but it also raises the stakes. If the artificial intelligence spending cycle contracts, NVIDIA's balance sheet experiences the downside faster and more severely than competitors who made smaller commitments. Here's the historical precedent that bulls ignore. 2023, artificial intelligence hype peaked. NVIDIA's valuation exceeded $1 trillion, then corrected 25% after a single earnings miss. The underlying technology didn't change. Market sentiment changed. And market sentiment changes faster than fabrication capacity comes online. That 25% correction happened during a period of accelerating artificial intelligence adoption. What happens to valuation if adoption decelerates? So what does this mean for you? Let's walk through the implications by stakeholder, starting with the most important one. You, sitting wherever you are right now, trying to figure out what to do with your money. If you're a retail investor, this creates a binary choice. Either artificial intelligence represents the next fundamental platform shift, like the internet in the 90s, or it represents the next speculative bubble, like the internet in 1999. There's very little middle ground at current valuations. The bull case requires believing that artificial intelligence adoption continues accelerating despite higher interest rates, despite economic uncertainty, despite competitive pressure. That's possible. The productivity improvements from artificial intelligence are real and measurable. Companies that successfully implement AI systems report significant cost reductions and efficiency gains. But the bull case also requires believing that NVIDIA can maintain 81% market share while the market grows by 10x over the next 4 years. That's historically unprecedented. Dominant market positions in technology typically erode as markets mature and competitors develop alternative approaches. Your decision framework should focus on time horizon and risk tolerance. If you have a 10-year investment horizon and can tolerate 50% drawdowns, NVIDIA represents asymmetric upside exposure to artificial intelligence adoption. If you have a 3-year horizon or cannot tolerate large losses, current valuations offer poor risk-adjusted returns. For institutional investors, the calculation is more complex. NVIDIA's $10 billion expansion changes the competitive dynamics for every other artificial intelligence investment. If NVIDIA successfully captures the majority of AI infrastructure spending, companies like AMD, Intel, and various software providers face structurally smaller addressable markets. The portfolio construction question becomes whether to concentrate exposure in the likely winner, NVIDIA, or diversify across potential alternatives that might benefit if NVIDIA's strategy fails. Historical precedent suggests concentration in dominant platform companies during technology transitions generates superior returns. But historical precedent also suggests that dominant positions during bubble periods lead to spectacular losses. Asset allocators should consider NVIDIA exposure as a hedge against missing artificial intelligence adoption, rather than a core holding based on fundamental valuation. The risk-reward profile resembles venture capital more than public market equity investment. For corporate executives, NVIDIA's expansion announcement forces immediate capital allocation decisions if artificial intelligence infrastructure costs are rising due to increased demand and limited supply. Delaying AI investments becomes more expensive over time. But committing to large AI expenditures during a period of potential economic deceleration creates operational risk. The optimal strategy likely involves signing long-term agreements for artificial intelligence capacity at current pricing while implementing those systems gradually based on demonstrated return on investment. This approach hedges against both supply constraints and demand uncertainty. Technology companies face a different calculus. NVIDIA's integrated AI factory approach threatens to commoditize various adjacent markets. Networking companies, software tool providers, and cloud service operators must decide whether to compete against NVIDIA's ecosystem or integrate with it. Integration offers access to NVIDIA's customer base and technical roadmap, but creates strategic dependency on a single supplier. Competition preserves independence, but requires competing against superior resources and market position. The regulatory implications deserve particular attention. NVIDIA's expansion strengthens their dominant market position at precisely the moment when antitrust authorities are scrutinizing technology platform monopolies. The $10 billion investment could accelerate regulatory intervention rather than cementing competitive advantage. Companies building artificial intelligence strategies should develop contingency plans for potential NVIDIA supply constraints or regulatory limitations. Diversified supplier relationships and open source software alternatives provide insurance against single vendor risk. For global investors, NVIDIA's expansion highlights the artificial intelligence infrastructure arms race between the United States and China. Chinese technology companies are developing domestic alternatives to NVIDIA's chips specifically to reduce dependence on U.S. suppliers. Success in that effort would fragment the global artificial intelligence market and limit NVIDIA's growth potential. European technology policy is moving toward digital sovereignty that emphasizes local suppliers over global platforms. NVIDIA's dominance in artificial intelligence infrastructure could accelerate those efforts and create additional regulatory obstacles. The macroeconomic implications are significant regardless of NVIDIA's individual success. $10 billion in artificial intelligence infrastructure investment represents demand for advanced manufacturing capacity, specialized materials, and technical expertise. That demand contributes to inflationary pressure in precisely the sectors where supply is most constrained. If multiple technology companies pursue similar expansion strategies, and NVIDIA's announcement suggests they will, artificial intelligence investment could become a significant driver of core inflation rather than a solution to productivity challenges. The Federal Reserve's monetary policy calculus must incorporate artificial intelligence investment demand when projecting future inflation dynamics. Higher structural demand for advanced manufacturing capacity could require higher interest rates to maintain price stability. Currency implications are also worth considering. NVIDIA's expansion strengthens demand for U.S. dollar-denominated technology exports and advanced manufacturing services. That supports dollar strength against currencies of countries that import rather than export artificial intelligence infrastructure. Here's the specific intelligence you need. Watch for signs that the broader artificial intelligence adoption cycle is peaking. Declining growth rates in AI software usage, delays in corporate AI implementation projects, or cooling venture capital investment in AI startups would all suggest that NVIDIA's expansion is poorly timed. Conversely, accelerating adoption metrics, expanding use cases beyond current generative AI applications, or breakthrough developments in artificial intelligence capabilities would validate the expansion strategy. Monitor competitive responses carefully. If AMD, Intel, or other competitors announce similar large-scale expansion plans, it suggests the market opportunity is large enough to support multiple major players. If they remain cautious with capital allocation, it might indicate skepticism about demand projections. Pay attention to customer concentration risk. NVIDIA's revenue is increasingly dependent on a small number of hyperscale customers. Any reduction in AI spending by Amazon, Microsoft, Google, or Meta would have outsized impact on NVIDIA's financial performance. Track supply chain execution closely. Delays in Vera Rubin architecture development, constraints in advanced packaging capacity, or problems with fabrication partner relationships could undermine the entire expansion strategy. Most importantly, maintain perspective on valuation discipline. Revolutionary technology companies can justify premium valuations during revolutionary technology adoption. But premium valuations become value traps when revolution becomes NVIDIA's $10 billion expansion will either mark the beginning of the artificial intelligence infrastructure era or the peak of artificial intelligence infrastructure speculation. The difference between those outcomes will determine whether current valuations represent opportunity or warning. In a world where inflation remains sticky and interest rates remain elevated, every investment decision carries higher opportunity costs. Artificial intelligence exposure means less exposure to inflation hedges, cyclical value opportunities, or defensive income strategies. The market is forcing you to choose between betting on the future and protecting against the present. NVIDIA's expansion announcement makes that choice more explicit and more urgent. Choose wisely. The stakes are higher than they appear. NVIDIA's $10 billion expansion represents a fundamental bet on the future of artificial intelligence infrastructure demand during a period of macroeconomic uncertainty. The bull case assumes inelastic enterprise AI spending and sustained competitive advantages through supply chain control and ecosystem integration. The bear case emphasizes valuation risk, potential demand cyclicality, and intensifying competition from alternative architectures. For investors, this creates a binary choice between concentrated exposure to AI platform dominance and diversified protection against speculative excess at precisely the moment when inflation persistence makes. Opportunity costs particularly high. I predict that NVIDIA's expansion will prove prescient if artificial intelligence adoption continues through the next economic downturn, but disastrous if AI spending proves cyclical, like previous enterprise technology investments. That's Edge Capital Insights for today. I'm Sloan. Stay sharp, stay skeptical, and we'll be back next week examining whether the recent private equity exodus from commercial real estate represents opportunity or early warning signal.